you? Are you well?
Hello. I'm Jimmy Carr.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr.
Hello. Yeah. Are you going to stand?
I don't really talk like that.
But you do
a bit, yeah.
Yes, you do a little bit. And you also laugh like a girl.
Yeah, I do laugh like a girl. There's no getting away from that. Well, try and make me actually laugh, and I will do it.
Do you want to stand up, Jimmy?
I don't mind standing up. Yeah, I quite like standing. I like the way Chris stands up for this, like he's properly in charge. I thought I'll stand up as well.
Dave doesn't stand
up. What happened there?
Oh, it's a hydraulic desk.
By the way, this doesn't mean what you think it means.
No, it doesn't.
The secret code for regular listeners is, if we have a guest on we don't like...
Right.
We go, hey, do you want to see our hydraulic desk and how it works? And that means that there's 60 seconds later, they'll be off the show.
That's fantastic.
But in this instance, it doesn't mean that, because we're literally just raising a desk because you wish to stand.
Yes, I will stand. Good, right, how are you? You well?
I'm good. Do you want to see the mind trick, which is your desk going down and our desk going up? It's really cool. It's very visual.
You know radio is very much kind of a listening medium.
Well, watch this.
Yeah? We'll hear your reaction.
One, go.
Well, the world has changed. It'll never be the same again.
That's clever, isn't it?
It's extraordinary. Yeah, this is where, if you're worried about paying your licence fee and those vans coming around to get you, this is where the money's going. It's not being wasted. It's mainly hydraulic desks.
Do you believe in TV detector vans?
TV detector vans? Yeah, I always think, we know where you live. Send us a letter. Send us a letter. That's the first thing you do. Send us a bill.
Is it a myth like the dye in swimming pools that goes orange when you wee in there?
That is true.
Is it along those lines?
I've got a story. I went on holiday once and my mate went, have they got that dye in the pool that goes purple if you pee? And I went, I'm pretty sure they haven't.
And they did.
And it was just that horrible moment of him going, all right, peed in the pool already, have you? Thanks for that.
So you made yourself laugh, actually, before I got a chance to make you laugh.
Come on, get in early. Come on.
I watched your DVD yesterday.
You had to watch it for work. That must be a horrible thing.
No.
Right, I better sit down and watch this.
I hate to tell you this.
Go on.
I fell asleep. Now.
Oh, brilliant.
But I was enjoying it. But what happened was, I'm lying on the couch. I'm sitting on the couch.
There's so much there. It's such a long... there's so much material.
Then I was lying, and then I went down, and then I closed my eyes. But I didn't realise I was asleep until I suddenly dawned on me that you told two jokes and they weren't funny, right? And I'm thinking, something isn't right here. Because I'm a big fan. You know I'm a big fan of yours.
God love you.
And I suddenly realised the jokes were funny, but I was drifting in and out of sleep. So I was hearing the setup to one joke and the punchline to another joke.
And it wasn't working for you.
And I'm thinking, this isn't... And then I realised...
I should say it clearly on the cover. I should say that this is not one of those sleep hypnosis DVDs. This isn't going to help you.
It's very funny.
Thanks very much.
It had me laughing out
loud. It's not funny for Aled, though, is it?
Well, Aled is... stupid when it comes to
jokes. No, it's not stupid.
It's not. I realise it's a mixed ability group even in this studio.
But he's remedial.
But we've got to bring him up to speed.
Yeah. You're clever comedy. I'm more of a, simple comedy. Mm. Like, things like, my favourite joke at the moment is, what you call sheep with no legs? A cloud. I love that. That's
a cloud with a sheep's face. Bleeding.
That's the thinking man's take on it. It doesn't work.
No, doesn't work as well.
You're more of a non-thinking man.
I promise Jimmy will make you laugh before the end of the interview.
Is he ticklish? I think we might have to resort.
No.
Yeah, it's very ticklish.
The 8 out of 10 show makes me laugh.
Sounds flirting.
But
not the bits I say, clearly.
No, I don't know.
Is it just the colours and the shapes? Is that what you like?
He likes it when David Walliams is on.
Oh. All right, should we try one? We'll try
different
one,
yeah. Why not?
I saw a headline in the paper. It said, Britain faces crisis. I thought, what? We're running out of faces?
No, seriously, actually, nothing.
That's
okay.
Great.
But it's to do with the intonation of the headline. That's nice. Right? Britain faces crisis, or Britain faces crisis.
Wouldn't it be Britain's faces?
Yes, it would be. I'm sorry.
You've made yourself look foolish there, Mr. Carr.
It's not about me, though. Let me back out, and you can have a very funny interview, and I'll laugh in the corner.
You'll laugh in the
corner? Tell him another joke. Tell him a joke back.
Tell me a joke, yeah.
I'm not a funny person.
But doesn't matter. No, you've got
your joke. You really are. Don't do yourself down. Go on, tell us a joke. No pressure.
Everyone's funny in their own way.
With the exception of this one.
I was going to do that one next.
I will do that one, then.
So...
we're just having a chat.
The rabbit.
Just work it in. Don't forget your waitresses.
Okay.
I'm here all week. The veal is delicious. Go on.
So this rabbit goes into the store, and it's like a convenience store, one of those. And he goes up to the guy
really?
Behind
what
the counter.
Sort of, what you hours is open?
Well, yeah, 10 till 10 actually. It's quite
10 till 10. Okay, but not in the mornings. That's weird. Okay, go on. is that important to the joke?
So not so convenient if you travel to work at 7.
Yeah.
So he goes in and he asks for some carrots, and the guy behind the thing says, "Oh, we haven't got carrots." Oh, okay. Good.
I was in Australia once, and I saw a sign. It said convenience store 75 miles. I thought, I'm not even going that way. Anyway, back to you.
So he comes back in and he goes, "Oh, what? Do you have any carrots?" "No, I don't have any carrots." He goes away, comes back. "What now? Do you have any carrots?" "No. If you don't do that, if you come in again and ask for carrots and you do all that business, then I'm going to nail your paws to the floor because it's really getting my nerves."
Right.
So, okay, fine.
Right.
Goes away, comes back, comes up.
And he's not even questioned the fact that this anthropomorphic thing's going on. The rabbit's
thinking
talking
man,
to him.
Thinking man, let it go.
Let it go.
Right? So this rabbit's...
This is like Zen.
So the rabbit's just come back in and he says, "Do you sell nails?" "No." "Fine. Can I have some carrots?"
Right.
Thank you. Who was that? Who was that? Thank you. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah. Well, it's all in the telling, isn't it, really?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Why would they sell nails in a convenience store?
That's the
convenient.
Point. Because he doesn't want to have his paws nailed to the floor, so he checks first to see if they sell nails.
It'd be like a hardware and convenience combo.
See, I'm thinking the same as Jimmy. Not only does this convenience store not open till 10 o'clock, but it doesn't even sell nails when the customer...
Oh, yeah, that's the problem with the joke, not the talking rabbit.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's the floor.
Alad...
I go.
Two cows in a field.
Yeah.
One says to the other, "What do you think about this mad cow disease?" And the other cow says, "Bloody hell, a talking cow."
That's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
God love you. Is he fulfilling some sort of quota?
He's on day release.
Come on then. Interview away.
Jimmy Carr, his third live stand-up DVD called Comedian...
I don't want to mess with people's minds, Chris. Keep it simple.
...was released
keep
on
it real.
Monday. So it's out this week. You can buy it in the shops today.
You can, Mike.
Why have you called it Comedian?
I've called the first one Live and the second one Stand-Up and the third one Comedian. So when I do a box set, it'll say Live Stand-Up Comedian in Concert will be the next one.
Brilliant. So is the next one just going to be called In?
Yeah, this one's just In.
And then
that's the weak one.
Last one, just Concert. I like that.
Jimmy but I think it's a nice... I don't know. You don't want to mess with... You don't want to call it the name of the touring show because it'll confuse people because it's never quite the same show.
Now, let me get this right. You are currently on tour, which lasts for about 10 years.
Yeah, the tour, 140 dates.
And that is Repeat Offender.
Yep, the Repeat Offender tour.
Now, if you buy the DVD... Right, they're two different shows from the live show and the DVD. They're
two totally different
shows. So
well, no, because otherwise you do that thing where you spend 20 quid buying a DVD and then you go, "Oh, we're going to see him next week," and then you go and see the comedian and go, "It's the same," and you're just gutting.
So if somebody buys the DVD, but they can still go and see you live because
it's a totally different
show.
Yeah, it's a different show.
Have you got that much material?
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes.
Wow.
Well, it's all I do for a living.
Well, no, I know.
In fairness, you knock out 3 hours of this every day. Come on.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well done you. but it's, it's just jokes. It's fun.
What's your favourite bit of the DVD?
I quite like the... It's got a lot of... The main shows, I think, the best thing I've ever done in my career.
Mm.
But, is that saying much? I'm sure there's people listening going, yeah, well done.
No, it's good.
But it's the best show. But it's got lots of extras. I did a sketch show as an extra. I don't know if I can say the title of the sketch show. It might be rude.
Probably not.
I think it's too rude.
Yeah.
It's quite a rude sketch show.
It's not that rude. Like, the crap ringtones thing is brilliant.
Thanks very much, yeah. That's the little break between the sketches, just to give people a moment off from, oh, God, is that a sketch about what I think it... Oh, no.
What rating is the DVD?
The rating... It's weird. To get an 18 rating these days, you need to have sexual violence.
Right.
But I'm not willing to show backstage stuff.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's fair 15. Enough.
Yeah, it's a 15 in the UK and an 18 in Ireland, because I say a lot of stuff about God, and they're a bit sensitive about that sort of thing.
Really?
Yeah, more so than the UK. So it's a different rating.
But you're Irish.
I am Irish, yeah.
But I didn't realise that till yesterday.
Reading the biog?
Yeah.
Or you just saw me eating a potato or something?
No, I read the biog and I saw that, interestingly, you were born in Limerick, which I...
No, I wasn't actually born in Limerick. That's I'm what's commonly referred to as a plastic paddy. Mm. I've got Irish parents, Irish passport, but I was born and raised in the UK.
No.
So
Well, that's incorrect, then.
So I speak proper.
Where were you born?
I was born Isleworth in West London.
Well, that's nowhere near Limerick. Yeah. Who put Limerick?
Who put that in? It's just one of those things, isn't it? Like things in biogs you never bother to.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Whoever wrote the biog is very good, because it then says, he's not only funny, but extremely intelligent too. He graduated from Cambridge University with a first in social and political sciences.
Not true.
Did you know?
I got a 2-1.
Really?
But that's one of the things that you never correct on
your... Did you go to Cambridge?
Yeah, I did go to Cambridge, right. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
He's a Guinness, in the Guinness Book of Records for being the first major comedian to perform in cyberspace.
I did a gig in Second Life, which is that website for people without a first life.
Never heard of this at all. So I watched it yesterday with a mate of mine, who's a big fan of yours, called Jody, and it's the behind this. It's the bit on the extras about you doing this gig in Second Life.
Yeah. This and weird like, virtual
I've,
world.
I've no idea what this is, so he tells me about it.
Radio 1's in a gig there.
I don't know what it is. So we go onto the website, and you can create a name for yourself
and a little model of yourself.
So
and
are
a
you on there?
No, I'm not on there anymore. I just did the gig and then got out of there. It was
because
just full of weirdos.
You can't have your own name. You have to choose a surname.
Well, I don't think you could have your own name because someone else has probably got it.
Well, no, but there's only a certain amount of surnames you can choose from.
Right.
So I chose, because we've been watching you, my surname is Jiminy.
Jiminy?
Yeah.
As adorable. In cricket.
Yeah. So that's me, everybody. Hello.
That's you on second. Well, people will go and say hello to you. I imagine they'll poke you or something or whatever happens.
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
You fly around.
Are you into the stuff? Do you Facebook?
I've got a Facebook thing, but I've run out of spaces on it. You can only have 5,000 friends and then it just dies.
Now you show off.
Well, no, it's fine for like a normal person, but if you're sort of in the media, like, then a lot of people go, hello, how are you?
Right.
And then people are annoyed. My girlfriend's brother sent me a message on MySpace and then was annoyed I didn't call him. I was going, well, could you not... You've got my number. Give me a text.
Do you do it yourself, or do you pay somebody to do that for you?
My tour manager, Gav, does it, and then we sort of look at it backstage before the gig. So we always read every message. Just because people sort of
when
after
you say,
the gig...
When you say we...
We.
He.
I read every message.
You don't?
But I do.
On Facebook?
On Facebook and on MySpace.
No, you don't.
We do. We just flick through. It only takes a minute. And it's like, after gigs and things, people often say nice little things. It's nice. And sometimes they say terrible things. It's quite funny.
What do they say that's nice?
It was funny. Or terrible, here's a picture of me.
And terrible things?
Here's a picture of me tends to be the most terrible thing. The most terrifying.
When you're on tour.
Yeah.
You're a married man.
No, but I'm with yeah, I've been with someone for 7 years.
Okay. So when you're on tour, you're away from your boy, your partner.
What?
Why
would you do that? It's only you.
What?
I just make one exception.
Oh, well, it was a good night.
Yeah, no, I'm away from Caroline. Go on.
Now tell me, does Jimmy Carr get groupies?
You do occasionally. I've occasionally signed a breast.
Wow.
And a number of times consensually.
And what do they look like, these women? Do you ever get any hot-looking women at your gigs?
No, what? Do you want to come out and... Are things not going well at home? What's happening?
I'm curious, because you don't
get comedy groupies, because groupies are for people like actors and singers that can do something that you can't do.
The thing about
having a sense of humour is that everyone's got one. Even Alid's got a sense of humour.
Well, okay,
he may be an exception.
It's kind of backward, but he's got one.
But you know what I mean? Like, people aren't in awe of comedians. People, like, if you meet a comedian, you tend to go up to them and go, here's one for you, rather than go, oh my God, I could never do that, it's amazing. They go, here's one for you. My mate's really funny. Yeah, then you're much more approachable,
I think. It's an accessible skill.
Our audience love us. They put us on a pedestal.
Right.
They worship us.
Wow.
Yeah.
I imagine that the radio's all over the country going, yeah, I think he's... Oh, bless him. No, he seems happy.
They love all of us, including Rachel. Mm. I know that's hard to believe.
It's astonishing.
That's where you lost me.
Can you tell another joke to Alad, please? I want to see if I can make him laugh.
Okay, I had an amazing cab driver on the way here. He said, he was happy and smiling. He said, I love my job, I'm my own boss, nobody tells me what to do. I said, left here.
Oh, that's quite good. I like that.
Yes! He smiled.
There you are.
Quite good.
Quite good. Well,
6 out of 10.
That's the quote for the cover of the next one.
Quite good. Jimmy Carr.
Quite good.
We should have maybe... Do you know on the next DVD...
Oh, shall I do another one for him?
Why not?
Okay. I saw a homeless guy getting off the bus. I thought, how does he know it's his stop?
Come on!
Alad. Where does he live, Alad?
I saw a homeless guy getting off the bus.
But he wouldn't have money for the bus, so why would he be on the bus?
He's probably got an Oyster card.
He would
like a prepay London card.
On your next DVD.
He's amazing.
How about having a special button, right?
He should be in a tent and people should be playing tuppence to come and see him. Come and visit the amazing man. Tell him a joke and he'll ruin it.
Have a little square in the bottom left-hand corner of the picture, right, which is Alad's reaction cam.
Oh.
For the whole thing.
Would you do the commentary on my next DVD?
Brilliant!
I'm going to bring one out next year.
Brilliant.
Would you do the commentary?
Absolutely.
Do it with Chris. Chris can just sit there and go, no, it's a joke, just explain them all.
You know, Vic of Dibley, Alice at the end, I feel like Alice sometimes. Because, you know...
Yeah, the character that's an idiot.
Yeah.
You feel a bit like that.
I don't mean I'm an idiot, meaning at the end she'll
You
go,
feel a bit like that character, though. What is it, the Bob, or is it the mind?
Jokes, you know? Just needs a bit of time to work it out.
Just a little bit of time. It's not an exam. Because
One more.
All right, one more. I was in the airport. Those treadmills, they've got a huge...
That's brilliant! That's brilliant!
Do you get it, Al?
They're much better than the ones in the supermarket. I get very self-conscious.
Treadmills in the airport.
Great!
They're not treadmills, they're walkways, Aled.
Do you see what I've done?
I've deliberately misinterpreted the facts in order to be funny. It's the sudden revelation of a previously concealed fact. What I've done is, in the setup, I've made you make an assumption, and then in the punchline, I've revealed that that assumption you made was erroneous, therefore there's a surprise and a joke. That's what's happened, Aled.
That's very funny.
You could do a whole show based on you and Aled, with Aled in the front of the audience, and you explaining your material.
Is it called Jimmy Carr Loses His Mind?
It'd be painful. Don't do that.
I think the DVD commentary would be genuinely funny though. Just a man going, I don't know what's going on.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Why is that funny?
But you know what would happen? Four jokes in, he would then suddenly laugh at the first joke because he's thought about it, studied it, and gone, oh yeah.
You know when you see someone laughing on the night bus hysterically? Mm. That's Aled on the way home from one of my gigs.
No, that's Aled on the way home from one of your gigs suddenly getting something from this show earlier in the day.
Because he should have extra time like dyslexics did in exams. You know, the same sort of an extra 20 minutes to get it all.
Jimmy Carr.
Oh, it's a bit like Lord of the Flies. I mean, it's nice. It's a nicer version, but it feels a bit bullying. Do you feel all right, Aled?
I'm all right, yeah, fine.
You don't feel bullied, do you?
I get used to not getting jokes. It's something you come to terms with quite quickly.
Well, that's like one of those appeals. give what you can. This poor man has never got a joke. If you give just 20 pence to Joe Pasquale, he'll be able to work something out for Aled.
That's why Gag Idol is great for
us. Right, I'm going to stop for the news. Jimmy, hang around.
All right.
Stay.
Come and stand with me, actually.
Come and stand with you?
Yeah, come with me.
All right.
There you go. That's enough you can't refuse. Mm. Jimmy Carr's new stand-up DVD is called Comedian. It's out now. Go and buy it. More from him in a bit. This weekend. Oh, take my wife, please. I take my wife everywhere, but she always finds her way home.
Jimmy, I had 14 yogurts yesterday.
Rice, good. Yeah.
I felt mullered.
Jimmy, what do you call a man with no shins?
Is this still the news?
No, this is not news now.
How is that news?
That's not news or weather now. It's just, just comedy.
Because I would have thought 14 yogurts, that could be weather.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry, you've got something the matter with your shins.
Yeah, no, what do you call a man with no shins?
What do I call a man with no shins? I suppose would probably be the thing to call him these days. They've sort of changed, haven't they? Enabled.
No!
Differently abled.
Stop it.
What?
Tony?
Yeah. I don't think he's going to have toes if he hasn't got...
Yeah, but I only say he hasn't got shins. He's got feet, his leg, his knees.
Are they just floppy from the knee to the feet then?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you're nicking my routine. Stop it.
What? Is that your DVD, floppy from the knees to the feet?
No, not getting it.
Oh, hey, he's leaving Friday.
What do you mean he's leaving Friday?
Robinson Crusoe. That's the joke. That's a joke. What was the other one that we really
Jimmy,
liked?
Where do sick ponies go?
Where do sick ponies go?
The hospital.
The horse, but you're terrific.
He was steaming yesterday, wasn't he?
Or they might go to the hospice.
Yeah, how much is it? No.
Oh, they might go to the hospice.
What is a hospice?
The hospice sounds like them.
No, not what is.
Incontinent ponies.
Who
maybe.
Is?
They might go to the hospice.
How much is a hospice?
No, you say, what's a hospice?
What's a hospice?
Doesn't matter. What a great feedback.
Any joke where you've got to go, no, you've got to go. No, then you say the funny thing. Well, I didn't know I had to say the funny thing. Yeah, but you say it. Proper joke?
What do we... Whoa! Ooh, we've had a few DVDs out, haven't we?
All right, well, no...
We're on a tour. I'm sorry, these are top-notch jokes here.
All right,
Granted, if I had a better feed man, right? He ain't no Abbott or Costello, sure.
You find a better feed man.
Yeah, you'd be rolling on the floor.
Showbiz. He's the best feed man in the business.
I tell you, Jimmy, all that money and they still live like pigs.
What?
All that money.
What do I have to say?
Who? All that money, they still live like pigs.
Who?
Pinky and Perky. Who got all that money? They're pigs.
But they are. Oh, you know, it's just standing close to Aled. You sort of pick it.
Jimmy,
it seems to be by osmosis.
You know, when I was younger, for about the first 6 or 8 years of my life, I had one leg shorter than the other, and I had to wear, for correctional purposes, a special orthodontic shoe.
Orthodontic shoe.
It's orthopedic.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Wow. This may be certainly
What's
a new low for comedy, but wow.
That's the
Not how much is it?
Oh dear.
Can I point out that the new DVD that I've come on to promote doesn't contain any of this sort of nonsense? It's
all right, do a joke. Do a joke then, Mr. Smarty Pants. Go on.
Well, I'll tell a all right. Thing about creationists, the right-wing Christians, is they believe every word Genesis says. I don't even think Phil Collins is a good drummer.
See, they're pigs. They live like pigs. Mm.
Did you think we didn't know what creationists were?
8:40 and 58 seconds. No, right. It's just for the rhythm of the joke.
Oh, I see. Jimmy Carr is very funny.
I was telling him my wife was on the carpet in Centre Parks, and it was mainly because of Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
Your wife was on the carpet in Centre Parks?
Yeah.
And it was because of Jimmy Carr? Yeah. Well, I've apologised for that, and you're back together now.
No, she found your DVD very, very funny, and she was laughing a lot.
And then she fell on the floor.
Then she fell.
Is that what you said when they walked in? She was just laughing at that.
No. She fell on
the
floor.
Sometimes you can get tense on holiday, and sometimes you lash out.
I think
go and see someone.
I think we're in a weird area.
Centre Parks is like a big
Centre Parks
isn't it?
Is a weird area.
Yeah.
It's the British holiday. The weather can't spoil because it's always clammy.
How was your?
It's the whole place is. You know that weather when you have to pull your shirt away from your chest.
That's true.
Oh, it's a bit clammy.
That's true.
Bit close.
How was your gig in Newcastle?
It was good fun. Yeah, I did one on the Saturday and one on the Monday. It's good. And Newcastle's a really fun place.
And
do
you stay
to play.
In Newcastle?
Yeah.
All right.
Stayed up for a couple of nights
on your own.
No, Caroline came up for the weekend. It was great fun.
Who's Caroline?
My other half.
Oh yeah. Caroline. And then this week, you're playing in Carlisle.
Yeah, Carlisle and Bradford this weekend, yeah.
Oh, you're Bradford will be a good crowd.
Yeah, it's always fun. There's something about the further away you go from London, the more kind of people are genuinely a bit... Oh,
with the exception of Aberystwyth.
Is that true? Because I've heard other comedians say that, or is that a myth?
There is a sort of... the big difference is the nights of the week. I tend to tour on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because that's when people want to go out.
Yeah.
So I tend not to bother with the, Monday to Thursday nonsense.
So the people who came to see you on Monday night in Newcastle...
What, bizarrely...
Well, they were like a second and afterthought, were they? They were a last-minute booking...
No, I couldn't... The Proclaimers had the room on the Sunday, so I had to go for the Monday.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's true enough. And
apparently, they are killer funny.
Yeah, I know.
They storm it.
When I wake up...
I like it when two identical twins stand face-to-face. When two identical twins stand face-to-face, just for a moment you think, ooh, a vase. For a split second. That's a wonderful thing.
And the brothers.
I've got a friend that told me her new boyfriend looks like one of the Proclaimers. I said, well, he can't. He either looks like both of them or neither of them.
That is true. Because they look the same.
That's all the Proclaimer stuff I got.
Did you say and their nice brothers? Though.
Yeah, the Proclaimers are brothers.
Twins and brothers.
Yeah.
They're twins and brothers?
Yeah, their surname is Proclaimer.
Right.
Anyway, right, so let's play a record.
Yeah, let's play a record.
And
what
then
we
we'll
be... What are we playing? We got anything good?
Sugar Babes.
It's like being round at someone's house. Oh, I'm bored now. Should we put a record on?
What do you want?
Huh?
What do you want to hear?
What do I want? Yeah. Kanye West.
Say Sugar Babes.
Oh, Sugar Babes. Sorry, did I say Kanye?
Yeah. Here's Kanye West. It was so easy.
Well, I was throwing some shapes there. I was loving that.
So you're into your rap, though?
I'm obsessed by Kanye West. I think he's amazing. The new Jay-Z's meant to be very good. I haven't got it yet. But yeah, I like that. I think it's a weird thing because it looks very incongruent, me being into rap.
See, I don't even know what that means.
Huh?
It's like a triangle. Out of place.
Yeah, all right, near enough.
An incongruent.
If you just switched on, Jimmy Carr is here. Very, very funny man. He has a brand new DVD called Comedian.
Hey, but I'm here because I love you, not to promote that.
That's not true.
Whatever.
And he's also on tour.
You're a national broadcaster.
On the Repeat Offender Tour, which is this year, Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, launched in August and then it goes until next August. I only tour once a year for the year. This year I had 4 days off between tours. Brilliant.
But you tour, you're always gigging.
Yeah,
you gig
always,
all the
yeah.
time.
I can't, why would you want to do anything else?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Comes Alan.
If each show is different,
yes.
What's the difference between tours?
Each show is no. So the tour is like 250 jokes, about 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Of me telling jokes to
same
people.
Every night.
I'm going to not call them jokes with you, Alad. I'm going to call them sentences because obviously at the end of each one you'll just go, oh, he said another thing.
Okay.
That was me doing you.
So it's the same jokes every night.
Yeah, but pretty well. There's stuff with the audience as well, but yeah, pretty gotcha. Much the same thing for the year, and then you write a new one and do that the next year.
Gotcha.
And then it's different from the DVD show, obviously, because otherwise you bore people.
Gotcha.
Be terrible.
We got that, Alad?
Yeah, I think I understand that.
If you want to go and see Jimmy, are you sold out?
In some places, not everywhere, because some of the dates are like for next July and stuff, you know. Well, yeah. So I'm not like getting out to Belfast till next year, or not getting up to Glasgow till next year. And
going to be playing Carlisle and Bradford at the weekend, and then Swansea and Stoke-on-Trent.
Yeah, be all right.
Cambridge, Oxford, Birmingham, Southport, Blackburn. Leeds,
two in a night. Are we good? That
might come to the might come to Leeds.
We might
come to the Leeds.
Yeah,
I might come to the Leeds.
Yeah, be a laugh. We'll get you up
in between shows. If you want, you can come to ours for a cup of tea.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sweetener.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Halifax, Bristol, London, Wolverhampton, Cambridge, Nottingham.
This list could go on much longer than anyone is interested.
Wales, High Wycombe, Birmingham, Cambridge, Oxford, Bristol, Peterborough, Coventry, Woking, Swansea, Reading, Belfast, Hastings, Leicester, Selfridge, Tunbridge Wells, Leicester, Hull, Northampton, Bath, Dartford. Do you just say yes if they ask you, wait, are you playing so-and-so?
Name a town in Britain, I'm playing it, yeah.
Warrington.
Yeah, I'm doing Warrington.
Llandudno.
Yep.
Derby.
Yep.
Brighton.
Yeah, just did Brighton.
Eastbourne.
I'm doing it again, actually, yeah, in January. Good town. A lot of fun.
Basingstoke.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Yeah, you're playing the Anvil.
Well, I don't know, but...
I'm only reading places off the list, so it sounds good.
Yeah, well, it's good. I think it's keeping my carbon footprint down.
Good for you. How do you get to these gigs?
I drive, but if you do loads of gigs around the country, it means people don't have to travel to see you, so actually it's a good thing.
Right.
There you go, he said. I suppose I could just
you
not
could do
talk.
That. You could do a gig in your house one day. And so you don't have to travel, but they can come to see you. You could actually do that, though. That would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's not that big a house.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to... Yeah, maybe.
Do you ever try and arrange your gigs so that they're convenient?
Convenient, yeah.
Well, but for example, here, this looks difficult. Liverpool one night, Eastbourne, then Perth. That's not the right way to do it, surely.
Yeah, that's a bit... I'm going to fire my manager. That's terrible.
That's ridiculous.
Perth.
Australia.
Scotland.
Proper, real Perth.
Right, okay, I'm just checking.
Now that's one of those towns where, you know, if you bother going up there, they really do, they love it.
Make you feel welcome.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Well, I'm pleased it's working out for you.
What? I'm just saying.
The DVD, by the way, has got Jimmy performing at Radio 1's Christmas party from last year.
I just wanted to put it on because I thought it was really funny. I don't know if the listeners will remember. Obviously, we played a bit earlier, but maybe people have just woken up. That thing with the feeling.
Mm.
The feeling,
funny.
The band, The Feeling, who I love, were my backing band, just doing a little bit of...
Like this.
Yeah. Look at that. Just off. Yeah. And that was just no rehearsal, just bang.
In a showbiz style. Two fish in a tank. One turns to the other and says, do you know how to drive this thing?
And it's a mix of my stuff and just some kind of really old kind of kids' jokes.
These are the jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
Which one? This next one.
How do you make a cat go woof? Pour petrol on it.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
It's a classic, though.
You like that one?
It's a classic. It's like an old school.
What's ET short for?
What's ET short for, Alex?
Come on, he knows. He knows.
Little legs.
No, it's not. That's the... You can't... That's not the punchline.
He's got little legs.
I suppose it might work.
This is on there. There's loads of extras on there, but then people like extras these days.
Do you want to play all of it?
Well, you can play all of it.
There's no point. I got very excited. I'm looking at the... Because I put the DVD on.
Fell asleep.
I'm thinking I'm going to make a cup of tea, little sandwich, and then... So I'll watch the extras first.
I think everyone does that, I reckon. I always do that with DVDs, because you go, oh, I've got an hour and a half now for the main show.
Yeah.
I just 20 minutes. Oh, it's 20 minutes. I'll watch that.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
And I tell you as well, because I'm boiling the kettle... And so the menu is on for a bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr. I see you're still watching the menu.
Did you see...
want to press a button or whatever.
Did you see the... we did the subtitles.
I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, I did the subtitles. So the subtitles, I've got the Queen's English, which is just the normal subtitles.
Right.
And then I've got a Scottish dialect, a Welsh dialect.
Right.
And I think a German.
No, so subtitles in German?
No, not in German. In, like, just everything. Das Boot at the end of every sentence for no reason.
Nice, I like that.
It's funny.
And then in the next DVD, Alad will do one of the audio commentaries. Is there a limit as how many commentaries you could have?
No, you could put quite a few on there, but you'd have to. It depends. You can fit, you know, 3 hours of stuff on there.
Right.
Would yeah, you... I genuinely think we should get Allo to do the thing. Just be honest on every joke. Yeah. Just go, I don't know what's going on. Please make it stop.
It'll be easy. I know, I won't have to act up or anything. I'll just be me.
Commentary for the educationally challenged.
And he really won't play it either.
Chris Morris once did one years ago where he got a couple of guys, just a couple of outdoor lager enthusiasts off the street to do the commentaries for his DVD. It's pretty funny.
On it is, and the extras is obviously that. Jimmy Carr and the Funny Feeling.
Compulsive Gambler.
There you go.
Yeah.
Where he says that, and other words. And there's also. So I'm sitting on the couch and I'm sitting there with my friend and I'm looking at the extras because it says extras or even more extras or something and I'm like, but there's only one thing because I'm looking at the front page and then be able to highlight extras, then click it, then they're the extras.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see it says including funny interviews with Chris Moyles and Steve Wright. And I'm thinking, he must have, wow, that's quite a compliment. He must have been on the show, had such a good time
that he's included it,
that he has put it on the DVD. How disappointed I am to find out not only is it not an interview with me, it's just Jimmy from our show, but none of me.
Have you
one second?
Well, have you
then to add insult to injury, he has included a funny interview with Steve Wright.
Have you heard Steve Wright's show on Radio 2. Have you heard his show?
Yeah, it's a great show.
He's an amazing interviewer. Well, yeah. Have you listened back to this? What? It's just you chatting and burping.
Oh, yeah, but really? This is... Yeah, but if 1% of our audience buy your DVD, you'll have 80,000 sold today, so...
All right. What do you want to do? But, you know, there is an offer on it as well with your new book. It's great. Why don't we... What? I'm just throwing it back to you.
I'd like to talk about my new book, which, by the way, still in the top 10.
It's got a quote from... the opening page is the quote from me.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I got it the other day, yeah.
And there's a picture.
Yeah, it's fun.
I know.
It's good. Sorry, is that a bit showbiz for people listening?
No, it
happens every day.
It's nice.
Incestuous.
Because Jimmy sent me...
But it's a weird thing, though, when you're in this business, it sometimes feels a bit like you're being showbiz and lovey, but you're just sort of friends with people that you work with, so it's...
Have you read any of my book?
No.
Right.
Not yet. I'd have flicked through to see if I was in it. I was on the first page.
You're on the first page. It's the first thing you virtually see is you and your quote.
Yeah. Fun. So have you done the reading book thing?
The audio book?
Yeah, the audio book.
Yeah.
I see. I'm going to get that on iTunes, get the download, because then I listen to that in the car. I love the audiobooks on the car. It's the best thing on iTunes.
Well,
because sometimes you just sort of don't fancy a tune on the, you know, if you're on the tube or on the train or whatever, just on audiobooks, fantastic. It's the best thing ever.
Or podcast.
A lovely little podcast.
We have our podcasts, and I find those funny, because I run to it.
You run to it?
Yeah, run. On one of your airport long walkways.
Hang on, this is getting very surreal. Alan goes to the gym and listens to the podcast of this show while he's running on the treadmill.
I laugh.
The edited bits of him.
He laughs the second time round. He'll be kidding himself listening to your jokes on the treadmill this week.
Oh, bless you. He's adorable. So, what else were we talking about there?
Nothing.
We were kind of done, weren't we?
It's third line. Jimmy's stand-up DVD called Comedian. Do hit us with some more jokes.
It's got me playing football on it as well.
Oh, that's very funny at the Soccer 6.
I've seen that. I did Soccer 6, and obviously they let you put your own team together.
Yeah.
They let you pick a country. So, like, you know, Joe Calzaghe was Italy.
Right.
And, some of the guys from England were, like, really proper football players or whatever, taking it very seriously. And I was North Korea.
North Korea.
I had Rick Waller in goal, which I thought would be brilliant.
Mm.
He can't move that fast. I had a dwarf up front, the little fella from Ministry of Mayhem, very funny.
Yep.
Had the tallest man in Britain in goal at one point.
He looks very miserable.
He's not happy. He's 7'4" or something, seven foot six?
He doesn't look happy.
He's not happy. He got lobbed as well when he was in goal.
No, I know.
That's not great.
There's a great bit with Rick Waller who's in goal, and the ball comes to him, and he literally flicks his fingers. Because he can't bend down.
Yeah.
So he literally stood there like that. Imagine the goalkeeper pose where you stood completely up with your arms out, right? He literally flicks his fingers because he can't move. He's fat, isn't he?
He's a big fella. He seemed very, you know, he was very friendly. He was very up for doing it as well. Lauren Harries was on my football team as well.
Yeah.
He used to be a fella, is now a woman, and I think broke her jaw. Well, Saeed from The Apprentice took a free kick.
Yeah, and I'd never...
She was in goal, hit her in the face, went down like a...
I'd never liked Saeed from The Apprentice before until I saw that on your DVD.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. If you like sport, you'll love it.
Will you do us some more jokes before
I'm trying to think of things I haven't... Okay.
Jimmy Carr pick up his fourth award of the evening for best jokes. Jimmy Carr.
I'll tell you who I blame for all the drugs in schools. The supply teachers. Do you get that, Alice?
The good supply luck. Teachers.
Do you know there's now... All right, Alice, do you know... I like the echo, it's good. Do you know there's now a warning on superhero costumes? There's a warning on... It says, this costume does not give you special powers. Or, indeed, the right to see your children.
That's good. That's it. Very good. I like that. That's good.
That's a political joke.
Because they wear the...
You know, like the yeah.
Oh, I see.
Keep going, Jim.
Wow, that's proper thinking.
Surely the best thing about getting a face transplant would be turning up at the donor's funeral and going, ooh.
Okay, yeah.
He did it for me.
He did it!
Oh, I made him laugh.
Do you know, 1 hour into the interview.
You know what, Chris, I don't know whether that counts because I made him laugh by going, ooh. Look, he laughed again there when I just went, ooh, without the setup. Ooh. Do you know what you're meant to do if you're attacked by a bear?
What?
You're meant to play dead. Do you know why?
No.
It's to get used to how you're going to be in a minute.
Because bears are ferocious, Alan. By the way, that's a very funny bit of the DVD.
Thanks very much.
When people shout out
what, yeah,
during
what
that joke.
Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, that's one of the nice things about the DVD. I record them over a couple of nights.
Don't take your jacket off now. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you've been here an hour and now you take your coat off.
Yeah, now you just get going.
What? Sorry. God, you've changed.
Is that Paul Smith's shirt, by the way? It's very nice.
It's not. It's from Gresham Blake, a bloke in Brighton.
No.
He's really good, actually. He's just a little local tailor.
Good at making shirts.
By British. That's all you need to know.
Paul Smith is British.
Yeah, all right.
Right.
Is it made in Britain?
What? He's from Nottingham, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Nottingham.
It doesn't matter!
Not in Nottingham as much.
Jimmy Carr is brilliant, and you must go and buy his DVD, and then you must go and to his website and get all his tour dates.
Are we doing a Christmas special this year? Are you doing that thing
Christmas
again?
Party.
I wouldn't mind coming back and doing the same thing again.
Rachel, yeah, we've kind of booked someone else.
Yeah, Rachel's working on it. Well, we've also been desperately trying to get you for Gag Idol, which is our stand-up, live stand-up
show. I'll come and do it. If I've got a night off, I'll come.
Yeah, it always seems to be on a night when you're working.
Yeah, I have a night off every week. Right. I'll come and
which
do it then.
Night, or does it vary?
It varies, but I've one night off a week.
We've done two Gag Idols now, and they've gone down very
well. Whereabouts did you do them? Was it around the country?
Sheffield.
Yeah, lovely town.
And Colchester.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they went down very well.
They did.
We're going to do some more.
And this is just your listeners coming along telling jokes.
Yeah.
And us.
And you telling... Well, you telling jokes.
No, Chris helps me, gives me a joke before I go on, and I'll tell that. But then Chris is very funny. You should see him. 20 minutes.
Yeah. But, and then I get a laugh.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anyway, so
when you say Chris is very funny, is he just going, ooh, for 20 minutes?
It makes me laugh.
So, listen, go and see Jimmy on tour because he's very good live. And the 8 out of 10 cats, is that coming back?
Yeah, that comes back not till next year. The Big Fat Quiz of the Year, that's coming out.
Really?
That'll be on at Christmas.
Unbelievable. And live at the Apollo.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing live at the Apollo with Alan Carr.
Oh, cool.
That's on in about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Is that a series?
Yeah, so it's a series. Jack D used to present it, but then Jack's gone off to make that Lead Balloon thing, which I think is brilliant.
What's Lead Balloon?
Lead Balloon. It's like this sitcom about him being a comedian, but he plays a different comedian in it. It's really funny.
Like Seinfeld?
It's a bit sort of Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm, but it's brilliant. It's really funny. And so Jack D's gone off to do that, so he just does one live at the Apollo, and then I present the next one, and then Dara Breen does the next one, and then Lee Mack does the next one. So we sort of...
Oh, so everybody does...
Yeah, we all sort of... So I present it, and then I bring on... Alan Carr does half an hour, and I do half an hour.
Oh, so you've done that already?
Yeah, we've already recorded it, but it comes on... It's on TV about... a week Monday, I think.
So that Jimmy Carr and Alan Carr together in the same show?
Yeah,
it's so now everybody will really think that you are related.
Yeah. I've got no problem with that. He's a very funny boy, Alan. He's great.
He's very funny. All right, well, that's on the 19th of November. There's so much stuff about him. Check out, what's your website?
JimmyCarr.com.
There you go. Everybody go online now and crash his website, JimmyCarr.com. Brilliant. And then buy his DVD to make up for crashing his website and having him fork out to new servers or something. Thank you very much.
You really understand technology. Well done.
I was showing you my iTouch earlier.
That looks amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a cool little gadget.
Yeah, thanks very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr there! Oh, there's no comedy awards this year.
There are the comedy awards.
But they're not going to be on telly.
I don't know what's happening with it, but they're...
Well, just so you know, we're still on.
They're going to be amazing, though, aren't they? If they're not on telly, because normally it's quite... Normally Jonathan's monologue is a little bit angry.
Yeah, but it's brilliant.
It's always the funniest thing.
Yeah.
But if they're not being televised, if there's no taste and decency to answer for, it'll be like It'd be like a riot.
Yeah, it would be very good.
It'd be great. Are you going to come down?
I've never been to the Comedy Awards.
Oh, why don't you come down?
I don't, because, you know, I don't... Because
I've got a plus one, come down. It'd be funny.
Comics don't like me.
Yes, they do.
They don't, because I didn't work the circuit.
Why not?
But this is... I will
talk
about
this. I've never understood that. That sort of
thing. But it's true.
Because there's quite a lot of comedians that were never stand-ups. Like, if you think about it, Jonathan Ross, is basically, you know, the best stand-up that was never really a comedian.
He's an exception, though.
Yeah. Well, seriously, there are a lot of comics, there are a lot of very well-known comics who are now famous on television who don't like me because I didn't do the clubs, the working man's clubs.
Didn't do the apprenticeship.
It's true.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're doing Gag Idol, you're doing your apprenticeship now. You're out there working in the clubs, doing 20 minutes.
I used to compare a comedy club in Milton Keynes.
Why, but it's a different thing, isn't it? It's a different skill. You're a broadcaster.
I know. We're still on the air. This is kind of like we're having one of those weird...
career chat.
You know, how's the missus? House all right? Everything fine? Did you get that car? Brilliant. All right, let's move on, shall we?
Alan is in on Monday.
Who?
Alan Carr.
Oh, your brother, Alan's in on Monday.
Is he?
Yeah.
Tell him to do the washing up, wasn't
he? All right, okay. It's weird they live together at that age.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we are. Right, Jimmy Carr, lovely, lovely. Go and see him live. He's very good. Right, Dave, Chitty Slink, Reading Labour, sounding great. Yesterday was the... Strokes on Radio 1 and last night. So Jimmy's gone. Mm. Aladdin, you can now talk openly and frankly about Jimmy because he's not listening. And do you actually genuinely find him funny?
He's laughing.
He is a funny guy.
He is, isn't he? And yeah. have you got his other DVDs? Or are you going to go out and buy them all today?
I think I have them all.
Right.
All three of them.
That's right.
See? Wasn't difficult.
No, Jimmy, you're not here.
You've gone already.
You
Bye,
crazy
Jimmy
man. By the way, Jimmy Carr has a DA on the back of his head.
What does that mean?
He's got a duck's ass haircut.
On the back. Well, you should know this is
you're
a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Right, a DA is when the sides come in and meet in the middle like a duck's.
Right. Yeah. Almost like a pob.
There he is, look. On the webcam there. Look, hang on.
No, that's Cara.
There is Jimmy looking at the TV, looking at us. He has a duck's arse on the back of his head. It goes like that.
Well,
you go and have a look.
Yeah.
What? You could give him a little trim while you're here.
I'm not sure if he knows, but, you know, doing scissor hands, I can do stuff like
that. That's right.
Well, now that you know what both a duck's arse is and a fringe, you know, you've learned about hair.
True.
Anyway, let's move on. Jimmy Carr is a top fella. Love him. Please buy his DVD. He's very good. And go and see him live.
There are plenty of dates to choose from.
The Strokes and last night Seamless?
Yes.
No. Apart from?
Well, I said that Casablanca was the cultural capital of Morocco, not the capital of Morocco, which is a place called Rabat. But Jimmy Carr says that the cultural capital is Marrakesh, so for that reason I apologise.
And Jimmy knows because Jimmy's super intelligent and knows proper big long words as well. Not like Russell Brand, who has to look them up before he gets to the interview. Jimmy knows them already, they're in his head.
Exactly. He's been there and he should know.
Right, enjoy Treasure Hunt and then we'll do a ramble. Top time on the show. It's a bit where Dave was now going to say... You've been a waste my time. And Dubs. Yeah.
Has he really got better things on his mind? What's he thinking about? This new EU charter doesn't seem... Is it affecting our sovereignty? That's what he's thinking about. Those are the better things on his mind.
Jimmy, tell me, you love...
Should we go into the Euro? That's what N-Dubs are thinking about.
You love your rap.
Yeah, not so keen on... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Gangster rap?
I like a little bit of gangster.
What do you... Tell us what you like. Tell us some of the flavours that you're down with.
I like your Kanye. I like your Jay-Z.
Yeah.
99 Problems by
Great
Jay-Z.
Record.
It's not going to get any better than that, is it?
No, it's very good.
It's amazing.
We were talking about Jay-Z on the end of the
Anything
day.
With a little backwards bit. Where they done a swear.
Yes.
The radio edit. I love that. It's adorable.
See, Tim, he loves his rap.
He's gangster.
Yeah.
Hardcore, you know the
Nothing
score.
Nothing but a G thing.
That's right.
No justice, no peace.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Mm.
It is all about the Benjamins, isn't it?
Yeah. Have a word
isn't
with your mother.
Benjamins.
Isn't it all about the Benjamins?
Oh. Good. Anyway, I was just popping in to say goodbye. I've got to nick off.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
I'm going to... Quite a lot of interviews for the day.
Suggest.
But it's a lovely little setup.
Such as who?
Such as, I don't know, papers and things.
Right.
Papers. No, there's no other radio stations. I'm not seeing anyone else behind your back.
Okay, good. Any telly to do?
I'm doing Jonathan's show on Jonathan Ross's show on Friday. So that'd be fun.
Brilliant.
I'm on with Anthony Hopkins and the Foo Fighters.
Wow.
I literally can't believe my
life. What a lineup.
How good's that?
Will you do me a favour?
Yeah, sure.
Will you go up to Dave Grohl?
Yeah.
Right. And just literally do this, okay?
This will be funny.
Right. Do this. Just go. Chris Moyle says hello. But you've got to do it like that.
Okay, sure.
And I'll tell you why.
And
off the air.
Preferably, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll tell you who I feel sorry for. The drummer in the Foo Fighters.
Taylor, why?
How could you not feel sorry for him? He's in a band where the head of the band is the guy that was the drummer in Nirvana.
Yes,
how tough a job is that?
Dave Grohl does admit every time that Taylor is a far superior drummer to him.
Yeah, I think he says that in a way. He's just like being a nice boss. And then he goes, you missed a beat.
That's like when I say Dave's funnier than me.
Mm, he doesn't really mean
that. I don't mean that.
No, I don't think anyone.
Why is Dave called Comedy Dave? Because he's funnier than me, but I don't. I say that to big up Dave.
Exactly.
Because it's a nice thing to do.
Hugely ironic.
Poor Dave's got a look on his face now like, I'm much funnier than him.
I'm not.
You wait till I get my show.
I am funnier than Dave. Dave's got his own TV show. Have you not seen it?
No.
It's on Nuts TV.
On Nuts TV?
That's right, yeah.
And that's available to... I don't think you can get it if you're in a couple.
It's Freeview. You can see it on the
Actually they have a thing where if you live with a woman, you're not allowed to watch that.
You could be right, because actually Dave hasn't seen it either.
There is a relationship bar on the channel.
Yeah, you're not allowed. You need a special code for single men.
What song do you think they will sing when you walk out to Jonathan Ross on Friday night?
What song? Possibly Car Wash?
Why Car Wash?
Jimmy Carr.
You remember my surname's Carr?
Car Wash.
That's so tenuous, though, isn't it?
That's the sort of thing that...
I guessed mine.
You guessed yours? Yeah, I saw you on it. It was funny.
I thought it was going to be Lip Up Fatty.
No, I know, which you thought would have been... But no, I knew it would be Video Killed the Radio Star or something like that. Or Blobby. I thought it might be Fat.
Blobby's a tough one for them to do, I think.
Blobby, and then they move their hand around.
The thing about the Four Puffs and a Piano is you get so used to it every week. I watch the show every week, so you get so used to it as an idea. You go, oh, and here's the four gay guys that sing the songs to welcome the people out. It's such a bizarre idea. It's such a crazy thing, but just you get so used to it, you go, oh, fine, yeah.
So Anthony Hopkins,
you,
and the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Where do you think you will be in the order?
Well, I think I'll go out first.
Really?
Yeah, because I think Anthony Hopkins is, you know, that's a big, big guest.
So he will
He's
be.
A big proper movie star. They'll have to save him.
But will they'll Dave Grohl be interviewed?
You'll have to watch me, basically, as your penance for this.
I don't mind that.
No, fine.
I think you'll be great with Jonathan.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Good luck with it.
Thanks very much. Are we sticking on a record? What are we doing?
Well, we're going to play a record. You can choose anything, and as soon as you say it, it will play.
What will it be?
Anything you want.
Mm. Anything I want?
Anything you want at all.
Oh, right, well, I have Lloyd Cole's Are You Ready to Be Heartbroken?
Here it is.